With us right now, Third District Congressman Ron Kind. One of the proposals going through Congress right now pretty much has one Wisconsin congressman against another one. That would be H.R. 3193. I understand Mr. Duffy introduced it, but you're not real happy with it, are you?
No, because it's a direct assault on an agency that's been created for the sole purpose of protecting families' financial circumstances. We've never before had that, an oversight agency to make sure that families are aware of hidden fees, of hidden expenses, of unscrupulous mortgage tactics that got a lot of people in over their head and led to the mortgage crisis that we're still recovering from. It's the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. Unfortunately, my colleague in Wisconsin, Sean Duffy, has introduced legislation that would, in effect, gut the agency by making sure that no money is appropriated to fund the agency and create a commission that can deadlock and nothing would come out of that, which is unfortunate because it's been in existence since 2010. Since then, the Consumer Financial Protection Agency has been able to recover over $3 billion for 10 million consumers because of illegal practices that they were subjected to. And so it's showing very effective way of policing the financial industry to guard against predatory practices against individuals and families. I don't know why you would be against something like that unless you were merely doing the bidding of the large banks from Wall Street who've never liked this because they don't like the increased oversight and the increased scrutiny that they have to be subjected to.
I remember when Mr. Duffy spoke about this on the floor, he mentioned that this actually gives the small banks and the credit unions a voice, where right now he says the big banks have all the voice with Congress. How do you feel about that?
Well, the small banks are exempted under the purview of the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. And in Wisconsin, it's our community banks, independent banks, credit unions are subject to our state regulatory laws, and CFPB is prohibited from preempting that so long as the standards meet a minimal level. And we do meet that already. So I think what Mr. Duffy is claiming just isn't true. It's the big guys that are finally, for the first time, subject to review under this Consumer Financial Protection Agency. And Lord knows they need greater oversight. They were irresponsible actors that drove our economy into the ditch and then hid behind the cloak of too big to fail and expected the American people to come in and bail them out, even though they made incredibly bad decisions. And that's what we're trying to guard against today. But again, the agency speaks for itself. In just a few years, $3 billion recovered for individuals and families. Over 10 million consumers have benefited from it. And in fact, as recently, the agency took on an independent college because of the abuse of student loans that they were engaged in. And I'm glad that the agency did that because there's too much of that driving students into deeper debt without explaining the hidden fees and the interest rate and the charges that would come from it. And it's turning too many of these students into financial paupers before they even have a chance to really begin their lives and career.
That's Wisconsin's 3rd District Congressman, Democrat Ron Kind, who opposes Proposal H.R. 3193, authored by Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy. That legislation was debated on the House floor this week.